Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. Listen up, because this is Colombo Chronicles Live, and you are listening to the Rose Colombo, a longtime advocate for justice and against injustices, fighting back for nearly 30 years, writing and publishing books and so forth, public speaking, radio, cable TV, etc. Well, I have an issue today that's been bothering me and been on my mind, and it's about the mandated vaccinations and calling us anti-vaxxers, which is not true. That is a false narrative for Americans who actually seek knowledge on just the same as you would seek knowledge on what are good foods for you to eat, what is the difference between organic and foods that are sprayed with Roundup or other poisons, or versus NGOs from Monsanto's non-nutritional crop seeds that they want to plant around the nation in all the farmlands. So it is no different about asking questions and demanding information on a mandated vaccination without having knowledge of what are the direct adverse effects to the human body depending on race, ethnicity, gender, sexual preference, for example, transgender versus heterosexuals versus gays, etc. And what about the health of that person? Do they have respiratory problems? Do they have lung cancer? Do they have heart disease? Do they have diabetes? Do they advance Alzheimer's? What is their age? Are they babies, children, teenagers, adults, or are they elderly? Do they have underlying causes of death before that vaccination is inserted into that part of the body, whether it's the arm or some other part of the body, by force, not by choice? So my question is, do not Americans any longer have the right to freedom of choice? And do we not have the right to pursue our own doctors and ask questions of our own personal doctors, rather than have someone knock on our door and force us to be forced vaccinated, which is a communist Marxist agenda that someone like Hitler would have used back in the day before our country defeated communism and Marxism? And what about your minor children? Do you not have authority over your minor children, or does Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, and the New World Order and the Democrats have authority over your children? In 2009, Barack Hussein Obama called out a pandemic with Kathleen Sebelius and mandated that every American must be vaccinated with the swine flu vaccine. And fortunately for the American people, there were activists such as myself who came across a credible journalist who warned Americans that there were no short or long-term case studies published in scientific or medical journals that provided the information on the swine flu vaccine and the benefits or the adverse side effects such as death, which is a serious side effect. And so if someone's going to force you to get a vaccination and it caused you chronic illness for the rest of your life where you couldn't function and you can't work or caused you death or caused children autism or sterility and so forth, then what's the difference between police abuse by a bad apple cop who shot you dead versus a forced injection of chemicals unknown to you without any scientific or medical documentation on the benefits and the chemicals and the materials used? Could it be that they have DNA? Could it be they have aborted fetal tissue? Could it be they have the virus in other materials, in like plastics, inside the chemical adjuvants as well? How would we know without these publications? We wouldn't know. So where in the Constitution does it allow Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, and the Democrat governors and the Democrat mayors and some funded Soros and Gates AGs on the Democrat Party to force Americans, healthy Americans, to be locked down in their homes indefinitely, to live under fear mongering, a monster is here, a bigger monster is coming. Oh, wait a minute, we have a bigger monster coming. And continue this fear-mongering to keep people at home, kids out of school, until they put everything in place, it appears, such as the 5G microwave weapons and the lamps that spy on people and the satellites that spy on people. And we know George Soros and Bill Gates are invested in almost every major spying, tracking, big pharma, and GMO, Monsanto's GMOs and so forth, that have to do with controlling and spying and tracking every human being on the planet. So that's no secret. And so we need to ask questions. And where are our constitutional rights? And what authority does a person like Bill Gates, a computer Gates, computer geek, and his wife, Melinda Gates, who are not doctors, not biochemists, not virologists, not pathologists, not scientists, not PhDs, but obsessed with vaccinating the entire world, by fear-mongering clear back to about 2012, 2013, which was his biggest fear, not our biggest fear, and now it's the world's biggest fear. So what is a vaccine? It's a moneymaker. And what better way to have a built-in clientele than to fear-monger, or maybe it appears have created a monster in a Wuhan lab wherein Gates and Soros are alleged to own and be invested in the Wuzi lab, pharma lab in Wuhan, and so forth. Much more to the story than meets the eye. Obama threatened under his pandemic in 2009 to punish Americans who refused to be vaccinated with jail and or a $1,000 fine or both. But as it turned out, the vaccine did have direct adverse health effects, and the media lied to Americans and the government lied to Americans that they were 100% safe. And this led to class action lawsuits and settlements by big pharma companies such as GlaxoSmithKline, which Bill Gates has been involved with for many years now. So let's get started and talk about these different vaccinations that were mandated. For example, Gardasil was mandated in Texas by Governor Perry, and then after the direct adverse health effects began, causing death and paralysis and so forth among teenagers, that mandate was reversed. And then we had the swine flu, which, like I said, major MSM stations were reporting it was 100% safe, and so was the government. But as it turned out, it was not 100% safe. And then there's Lupron, who they downplayed, but it also had direct adverse health effects on many Americans, thousands of Americans around the country, who ended up in class action lawsuits as well. So let's just start here. I'll do my best with the report on brain damage victims of swine flu vaccine that the victims won a $63 million lawsuit, and it's by Jeffrey Jackson, Jaxen. GlaxoSmithKline, GSK, is in the news again, it stated, making headlines after having to settle another major lawsuit, bringing the latest total to over $9.1 billion since 2003 over the swine flu vaccine that they touted the government, CDC, WHO, and the major news stations touted as 100% safe in the 70s and again in 2009. This time, it is due to GSK's product, Pandemrix, which was the swine flu vaccine forced upon the public during the pandemic of 2009, which is argued by some to have been fake. As the victims are being compensated in the UK, the same neurological mechanisms that damaged the children in the lawsuit are still potentially at work in the confirmed excitotoxicity that takes place after many vaccine injections. According to the International Business Times UK edition, each of the victims is expected to receive $1 million each. Peter Todd, a lawyer who represented many of the claimants, told the Sunday Times UK in their European money. There has never been a case like this before. The victims of this vaccine have an incurable, they were healthy. And after being vaccinated, the victims of this vaccine have an incurable lifelong condition and will require extensive medication. And we know that medications also have some adverse health effects on some people that could cause more health issues, wherein before the vaccine, they were healthy and they didn't have to take those medications for life. Unfortunately for Peter Todd and the countless other victims, there has been cases like this before. Neurological damage from vaccines is not a rare occurrence. Did you hear that? Neurological damage from vaccines is not a rare occurrence, says Peter Todd. In fact, the United States government has paid out $3 billion and counting to families of vaccine-injured children, most of which were due to direct neurological damage or complications arising from such damage. You can also look information up on the GlaxoSmithKline rap sheet data sheets. So that is just a little bit of information on the swine flu vaccine of the 70s, where millions were paid out after people died and were paralyzed or suffered chronic illness afterwards. And then again in the 90s, in 2009, when Obama called out a pandemic and tried to mandate every American be vaccinated with the swine flu or else go to jail and be punished, and medical staff who refused would be fired. They would lose their jobs, and many were refusing and lost their jobs. That was Barack Hussein Obama and Kathleen Sebelius pandemic of 2009. And brain damage victims of the swine flu won $63 million lawsuit. And then let's go to Lupron. I interviewed a nurse who was once healthy. Her doctor recommended the Lupron vaccination, and she became chronically ill and could no longer work the rest of her life. I interviewed a girl who was 17 at the time her doctor recommended the Lupron vaccine. She was a cheerleader. She was a healthy teenager. She was very active in sports and gym and all the things that teenagers do. She got the vaccine, the Lupron vaccine, recommended by her doctor, and she's chronically ill and gets worse every day, she said. The pain is horrific, and she cannot work for the rest of her life. And there are thousands, they told me, around the country suffering from chronic illness due to their doctors recommending the Lupron vaccination. In this particular article called published by HormonesMatter.com, it says the Lupron money trail. The author is Lynn Milliken, who I interviewed. She's an RN, a BSN, and a paralegal. Very credible, and she has firsthand experience of being injected with Lupron after being a very healthy nurse working normally and earning a living. Recent attention in a dual reveal and Kaiser Health News Report, the Kaiser Report, to the risk of Lupron's use in children with central precocious puberty, PP, or growth issues, and to Lupron's risk in general, opportunity to continue the disclosures on the risk of Lupron. This is the fifth part in a six-part series exploring numerous areas addressing the use of Lupron in the pediatric and teen population. The series began with the voices of the mothers of harmed children and the now adult suffering children. This was followed by articles on the regulatory issues that surround Lupron's approval and continued use, the possible reproductive injuries associated with this and other drugs within its class, and issues surrounding Lupron's metabolism and clearance from the body. Here we will take a look at some of what is known about the Lupron money trail. Ignoring and dismissing side effects, follow the money. It talks about WebMD, a highly ranked and promoted consumer go-to site for health information that informs the public about precocious puberty. There's no evidence that these GnRHA drugs cause any long-term problems. Common neurological and musculoskeletal complaints from Lupron, such as joint and muscle pain, mood changes, are listed as infrequent, and decreased density of bone as a rare side effect. WebMD's fertility drugs, their page, fails to identify Lupron as a pregnancy category X drug as designated by the FDA, but states as many as 50% with successful ovulation are able to get pregnant. Most side effects are mild. Another high-ranking consumer information website, Medscape, of a number of clinics, all very experienced in treating gender dysphoric youth. This treatment, they say, is fully reversible. And in parentheses, it says see Lupron and reproductive injury. While unrelated to Lupron, the following news story from 2009 was nonetheless thought-provoking. Medscape and WebD were accused in a whistleblower lawsuit involving 17 states of being part of an illegal conspiracy to promote off-label use of two drugs. And the details of the charges were a mystery due to major redactions by the judge. Lupron is no stranger to whistleblower lawsuits or to changes of promoting off-label uses. The drug's manufacturer has received notices of adverse findings due to its promotion or indoctrination of Lupron for unapproved gynecological indications and warnings for misleading claims in its prostate indication. The company's schemes of fraudulent drug pricing and bribing doctors are well known and documented. Follow the money with Big Pharma and vaccines. Cafe Pharma, an anonymous industry insider message board for pharmaceutical sales reps, had a few postings in 2010 that summed the scenario up succinctly. It said, quote, the docs know who has buttered their bread, and we drug company sales force very deep pockets. See the post of March 20th, 2010 at 12:25 on this site. And you dummy Abbott pays millions under the table so docs or doctors use Lupron. Emphasis in original C post of March 27, 2010 at 7:45 p.m. So how lucrative is Lupron vaccinations use in precocious puberty? The Kaiser report identified that in a two-year period of time, Lupron's manufacturer, AbbVie, had paid $157,066 to the lead investigator of Lupron's precocious puberty clinical trials. Dr. Peter Lee, a pediatric endocrinologist, according to ProPublica's Dollars for Doctors for Docs for the years 2013, 14, and 15, Lee received from AbbVie Pharmaceutical a total of $102,325 for promotional speaking and for other payments such as consulting, travel, lodging, food and beverage. They were not tallied, but figures are available at Doctors for Docs, ProPublica, for each of those 3 years. The Kaiser report also identified that both AbbVie and investigator Lee did not answer specific questions about the omission of serious adverse events, a bone disorder, and a pathological fracture in a key pediatric clinical trial for Lupron. How is this acceptable? If the drug company and lead clinical trial investigator will not answer questions about direct adverse effects on a human body and events in the trial, who will? In the drug company's campaign to promote Lupron for precocious puberty, entitled Too Soon, they claimed in 2003 there are almost 5,200 children who have central precocious puberty and grow up too soon. Lee was a member of the editorial board of Too Soon, and Lee is a consultant for pharmaceutical and has received payment for the development of educational materials by AbbVie. It goes without saying that during a promotion of something, especially if one is being monetarily compensated for doing so, such promotion usually results in loyalty to liking the thing, like Lupron, and especially so if the thing, like Lupron, is a cash cow, stated in a Care Pharma post of August 8, 2011. In 28 months, August 2013 through December 2015, Abby made 69,173 payments related to Lupron for a sum of $16.9 million to 24,910 doctors for promoting Lupron. And Lee came in second place in top doctors receiving payments related to Lupron. How objective can Dr. Lee and the other 24,909 doctors be who are paid by the drug company to promote Lupron be? What would happen if any one of the 24,910 paid Lupron spokesmouths were to say, hey, just wait a minute, there's some pretty sick kids, men and women out there, after using the drug. We need to take a serious look at this. So it goes on and to say that in an ethical dilemma of choosing wrongly suppressing puberty in kids who will grow out of their gender variance or refusing treatment, Dr. Lee, who had by 2007 treated three young transgender teens with Lupron, know on which side he'd rather err, and that is to administer Lupron. Dr. Lee described one transgender adolescent 20 years ago in so much pain and agony that she later committed suicide. A different perspective has been offered from a psychiatrist who has called this Lupron treatment for transgenders a modern form of child abuse. Where is this discussion on the pain and agony of pediatric and adult Lupron victims and the psychological and psychosocial effects upon the child after development of medication and direct adverse effects on the body? Given the flood of complaints about Lupron injury by the victims who were injected with Lupron by these doctors, is posted at various online sites that the 64,000 question remains, why has the pain and agony experienced by Lupron victims of all ages and all genders been so marginalized and dismissed? What causes the reported anger and defensiveness doctors have displayed when queried about the medication adverse effects? You can see petitions and medications when you go on this site and click in. In March 1990, the FDA sent Lupron's manufacturer a notice of adverse findings concerning its deliberate campaign to promote this product for a wide range of unapproved uses. A follow-up memo further detailed the FDA's concerns about an upcoming drug company-sponsored program at Walt Disney World Swan. The FDA said, it appears to be a program to indoctrinate physicians in unapproved uses of Lupron and to specifically encourage administration of Lupron for these unapproved uses. These unapproved uses involve gynecology and fertility. In October 1990, Lupron received FDA approval for the indication of pain management in endometriosis. No FDA approval for fertility treatment has ever been obtained. And note that Lupron's initial patent was for ovulation induction. As an IVF patient in 1990, the author says, my fertility clinic's brochure stated, Lupron is only prescribed to persons with certain diagnosis. But in 1991, this changed to Lupron is widely prescribed. What would cause the sudden universal use of Lupron at this and just about every other IVF clinic? The nurse who wrote this article says, a 1992 study which asked in its little whether there was any medical advantage for using GnRHA for all patients undergoing IVF, concluded the following, quote, the routine use of Lupron or GnRHS for all patients undergoing IVF has practical but no significant medical advantage. There have been very few prospective randomized studies comparing the use of GnRHA or Lupron with conventional stimulation regimes. My IVF clinic's doctors had become indoctrinated to use Lupron in ovulation induction in the same manner as IVF clinics throughout the country. A 1989 U.S. subcommittee mailed a detailed survey to 224 U.S. fertility clinics to obtain a wide variety of IVF data. And in the process, many clinics self-reported their new Lupron protocol. These survey responses and transcripts of an accompanying hearing were published in a document titled Serial Number 1015. And that's 101st Congress, March 9, 1989. Here are a few of the pertinent excerpts illustrating the abrupt change of using Lupron. And I recall that when Governor Perry was in office, just to interject here, he mandated Gardasil for teenage girls. And these were healthy young girls. And they ended up, some of them reported to be either paralyzed or chronically ill or died. In other words, the mandate was reversed. Promoting the use of Lupron remains entirely unclear that all patients need this costly and often painful and experimental approach. I wanted to, and that's a quote, page 852 of the University of Medicine and Density of New Jersey, Robert Wood Johnson Medical School, New Brunswick, New Jersey. And I wanted to make sure that you heard the word experimental approach because doctors practice medicine. So you are an individual experiment when they are recommending a treatment, a drug, or a vaccination because every individual, depending on age, their immune system, their gender preference, their ethnicity, their race, and their underlying, if they have any, serious chronic illnesses or diseases, that could also cause death, and sometimes vitamins, supplements, certain foods, vaccinations, or drugs can interact and cause serious problems for that individual. So to mandate that one vaccination fits all, whether you're healthy or unhealthy, and mandate it without short and long-term studies, and published scientific and medical studies in medical and scientific journals on the benefits, on the ingredients, on the materials used in the vaccine, if there's DNA, if there's aborted fetal tissue, if there is the virus, and which are the materials that may be added, like plastics, like we've known China has done, or in which chemical adjuvants are added, and what is their effects on the human body, the direct, and what are the direct adverse human effects that can happen to humans. So if people die from being injected against their will with a swiftly manufactured, untested, no short or long-term case studies and information on those that vaccine, and you die, what's the difference between that and a bad apple cop shooting you dead against your will? So the article goes on to say that men told they otherwise would face treatment for prostate cancer by either castration or DES and potentially experience gynecomastia, if that's how you pronounce it, G-Y-N-E-C-O-M-A-S-T-I-A. And adverse cardiovascular effects were encouraged by the doctors to use this drug or vaccine. A survey of urologists revealed that 53% did not believe in the efficacy of Lupron treatment, but still prescribed it. The author says, my 2003 congressional testimony identifies the badgering and coercion and manipulation and threats used to convince women into taking Lupron for a variety of indications. Many refer to their doctor as trying to shove it down their throats. Well, if you're getting kickbacks from the big pharma, thousands of dollars, thousands and thousands of dollars into your practice, into your bank account, wouldn't most people say yes and overlook the truth and overlook the direct adverse health effects to their patients? Women were threatened with a hysterectomy, the specter of bleeding to death, or refusal to undergo IVF. My 1993 testimony, she says, the author says, who is a nurse, to the MA Health Care Committee, an attempt to enact legislation which would mandate fertility clinics provide, among others, accurate information on the risk of Lupron, states nearly every IVF clinic has mandated that women take Lupron or they will not be allowed to cycle. Parents of children with precocious puberty are encouraged to use this drug to prevent the child from enduring psychological distress from their precocious development and to ensure achievement of appropriate height. In the transgender population, a similar psychological premise is offered for the normal but unwanted sexual development, and the specter of anxiety, depression, and suicide is raised for the untreated dysphoric youth, the teenager. So let's skip down and see. Considered not related to study drug by the investigator, and there's questionable data found in adult male and adult studies. And that talks about the men and the women and their testimony. And then it goes on to illegal marketing schemes in gynecology and urology. Years ago, I was aware of a gynecologist approached by the drug company sales, by the drug company Salesforce, that indicated he could clear $98,000 to his income by prescribing Lupron, and would also find an internal confidential company memo unearthed during oversight hearings, which detailed urologists the annual $105,011.40 doctors could earn when they prescribed Lupron. They would earn over $105,000 when they prescribe Lupron. Bloomberg News summed up the impact drug money had in urology. Prostate patients suffer as money overwhelms best therapy. Published November 6, 2012, Bloomberg News article snippet is here, and it's quoted. In the past, urologists could make $5,000 per patient dispensing Lupron in their offices, thanks to secret discounts and kickbacks from drug makers. In 1997, the 25 top prescribing Lupron urologists each averaged $1.6 million in Medicare payments. Two of every five patients who received hormone therapy didn't need it. The New England Journal of Medicine found in 2005, after Medicare cut Lupron and Zoladex payment rates by over half, inappropriate use plummeted 44%, hundreds of thousands of men were chemically castrated for no reason. That's the biggest scandal of all. The money was too irresistible. There were reports of brides from Lupron's sales force in both urology and gynecology, and ultimately, quote, the company pleaded guilty to participating in a criminal conspiracy by providing doctors with free Lupron samples, for which doctors then billed Medicare, with the company inflating the list of Lupron to ensure that doctors who prescribed it would make a sizable profit when the government reimbursed them. So actually, the taxpayers were paying the bribes. The company paid the then highest fine in U.S. history, $875 million. In addition to my multiple attempts to encourage the U.S. investigation to expand its investigation from financial fraud and to the health risk posed by Lupron, it appears others were also making similar requests. A call to the United States Attorney's Office inquiring whether financial fraud in the marketing of Lupron might indicate that FDA studies may also have been fabricated brought no answer. They are simply not interested. That is very important. I'm going to read it one more time before I have to close. So when you think about mandated forced vaccinations, follow the money, the bribes, the people they hire to force the vaccinations and testing on you, all the people that are invested in masks made in China, test kits made in China, big pharma who are manufacturing the vaccinations and providing them to the doctors, the sales force, and the spies they are now sending and hiring by the New World Order to force everyone to be tested, wear masks, and be vaccinated, because they are making billions and billions of dollars. And Americans are paying for it through the bribes, through their tax dollars. And you need to be aware of these issues. Okay, one more time. The company paid the then highest fine in U.S. history related to Lupron distribution of $875 million. In addition to multiple attempts to encourage the United States investigation to expand its investigation from financial fraud and into health risks posed by Lupron, it appears others were also making similar requests. A call to the United States Attorney's Office inquiring whether financial fraud in the marketing of Lupron might indicate that FDA studies may also have been fabricated brought no answer. They are simply not interested. We know that WHO and CDC, Bill Gates, George Soros, Big Pharma, New World Order investors make huge, huge profits from vaccinations, prescription drugs, and now they've added masks made in China, gloves made in China, goggles made in China, testing kits made in China, and the Wuzhai lab owned by American New World Order persons, where they appear to have unleashed the COVID-19 upon the world, are now seeking to make billions and billions more off of COVID-19. And COVID adds up to 666, the beast. And if you know what 666 is, as well as the microchip. So if they can get away with this, then America is gone. America will end. America will be over. They can knock down your doors. They can force you to be tested. They could take away your children. They can force you to pay huge fines, put you in jail, for not complying with all of their COVID agendas, New World Order, New Green Deals, and which include their investment in Monsanto's GMO, no nutritional seeds, and their satellites for spying their 5G microwave weapons for spying, their post lamps that spy, and their cameras everywhere, in your home, in your bedroom, in your bathroom, everywhere. So, and spying on your children. So you need to think about this very seriously. And because Lupron caused death, chronic illness, and serious illness for people who were healthy, including listeners who wrote this article to inform you of how the FDA ignored taking these investigations further with Lupron. And that leaves the question of why. So when they mandate or they attempt to mandate a vaccination or a drug on the masses as if one size fits all without providing any published scientific and medical documentation that include the ingredients and the materials and any DNA, aborted fetal tissue, dangerous chemicals that have direct adverse effects on the body, and the virus itself, and seek to enforce and force Americans against their will by unknown persons, not their personal doctors, but unknown persons that the New World Order hires, which would be Gates and Soros and Rothschild and all the rest, because the Democrat Party is owned by George Soros and Bill Gates, in my opinion. And this is part of their United Nations Agenda 21-30-50 for depopulation of the planet, and Ted Turner's involved in that. He donated $1 billion to the United Nations to depopulate the planet by 95%. And Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, John Kerry, Dianne Feinstein, CFR, they're all involved in this depopulation program of Planned Parenthood and forcing Americans, which Obama did under Obamacare. They lied about it, and they inserted mandated taxpayer-funded abortions. And you thought it was just for America? It is for the entire world as part of their depopulation program. And they are labeling it under the guise of saving lives, under the guise of saving the planet. For whom? If there's no people here, who only their chosen ones, who are they? Whose lives are they saving? Their own bloodline. Why do you think they want your DNA? So that's my opinion, and I do not give legal, medical, or political advice. I only provide information for educational and entertainment purposes only. You do your own homework. You do your own research. You come up with your own conclusions. And then don't be a deadbeat. Be an activist for God, country, family, and stand up, speak up, and save the United States of America, freedom, liberty, rights, sovereignty, God, Bible, Christianity, Jews. Yes, Black Lives Matter, but so does everybody else's life matter. And many people have suffered around since time began. There have been slaves since time began, starting in Africa, starting in the Middle East, and it's still happening there. This is the only country in the world that allows people to fight to be free, liberated, and sovereign, and exercise freedom of speech and be whoever they want to be. But you can only do that if you fight back, because freedom isn't free. And as you can see, we're already being silenced. If you're a conservative, a Christian, a patriot, a constitutionalist, a military person, a law enforcer, a president of the United States who is a conservative, or just a patriot who loves his country and the Constitution. And it's up to us to be united. Forget about race. Forget about ethnicity. We're all Americans. If you love this country, race isn't going to matter. Ethnicity isn't going to matter. Whether you're upper middle class or you have a lot of money, they're going to take it. They're going to take everything. They're going to take your family. They're going to take everything. So do your own homework. Conclusions. God bless you. God bless America. And may God save America. I'm on every Wednesday from 12 to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time in the good old USA. You can also listen live or archived at com/Columbo Chronicles. Talk to you later. And remember, injustices can happen to you and they can happen to me. But together we can make a positive difference. Remember that you are never alone when you listen to Columbo Chronicles Live.
Rose Columbo is signing off and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Columbo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Columbo Chronicles.